Sets up. And a pad caught on a slant pattern. Maricklin juggled the football, put it back into his body, and sprints up the left side and out of bounds at the Packer 14.
Dave, let's talk about extracting some of the pauses of the Monday night game to go into a short week now against Cincinnati. You got into the flow a little bit in the second half, particularly Jeremy Maclin. Can that carry over to the Cincinnati game?
Without a doubt. There are some similarities in the way Cincinnati plays defense. They play a way that will allow Jeremy to have more opportunities just like he had at the end of that game. And there are opportunities early. You know, it just didn't happen. I think that was really, that showed exactly why we brought him here and, you know, the things that he's capable of helping us do in this offense.
You look at Wilson, and you look at Conley, and you look at DeAnthony, and you look at Frankie Hammond Jr. Where are those guys right now, and what about the next couple weeks ahead for that group specifically?
Well, what ends up happening is, you know, during the heat of the battle, games like that, like Jeremy comes out a couple of plays, you know, Chris Conley went in for him and did a nice job. There's going to be times where they just have to, they're going to be in the ball game. And they're going to be there, and obviously that knowledge that they've gotten from watching those guys play, I think it's going to transcend into them guys not you seeing a big drop-off while they're in there, you know, taking their turns and helping our offense. And watching Jeremy and Jason, our young guys, watching them practice how they do things and how they go about their business is accelerating them in being able to, once this season really kicks in, they're going to be there to really help us.
Couple things I want to ask you about that you just can't ignore. It's the third down issue. Was great third down in the preseason, last in the league now after 3 weeks. Improvement on third down, what has to happen?
Well, a lot of that stems from first down. We have to be better on first down, and then that translates into us when we get to third downs having less third and longs. We've had more third and longs, seven plus, than anybody in the league. And we have to get better. That's a correlation between what happened on first and second down. So we have to be better there, and then we have to get into our third down and mediums more. And once we get to there, we have to be on the field and stay there and make those third downs.
Final question deals with leadership, because as coaches, you can set the tone, but then you got to leave the room. What about the leadership on this team? How is it challenged now, being 1-2? And your belief in that leadership?
Well, the fact that we are 1-2, the encouraging thing is that we have the leadership there. And that's what's encouraging. We're 1-2, but this season's a marathon. You know, nobody's going to remember what happened right now, later on, 8-9 games down the road. And because of the leadership that we have with Alex, with Jamal, with Jeremy, all our guys on defense, I mean, believe me now, we're excited about going to Cincinnati and getting our second win.